T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is 8:49. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us on Total Information AM on KMOX. The headline grabbed our attention. It read, "Can a fetus be an employee? States are testing the boundaries of personhood after Dobbs." It was published last week by Kaiser Health News and details a case that hits close to home. It revolves around the death of a MoDOT employee, Caitlin Anderson, who was killed in 2021. She was 6 months pregnant at the time.
To tell us more is the writer at KFF Health News, Bram Sable-Smith. Thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Good to be back here.
Initially, Anderson's family tried to sue MoDOT on her behalf. Is that right? What happened?
Well, they filed a wrongful death lawsuit against MoDOT, the driver of the car that killed Caitlin Anderson and one of her colleagues, and several of the supervisors. MoDOT itself is shielded from this kind of wrongful death lawsuit because of workers' compensation law. But the lawsuit was also filed on behalf of her unborn son. His name was going to be Jax.
And there was a legal loophole in this?
Right. Well, what we're talking about is workers' compensation. So, you know, many, many decades ago, there was something called the grand bargain with workers' compensation, which was that in exchange for companies paying out when workers are injured on their job, employees are giving up the right to file lawsuits like these wrongful death lawsuits in the event that one of them dies. And that's specifically against the employer. So for Caitlin Anderson, the family attempted to file this wrongful death suit on her behalf, but because MoDOT was shielded by the workers' compensation law, that part of the lawsuit didn't go through. And what was really interesting here was the question about whether or not Jax, the unborn son, whether he had standing to sue the department in the wrongful death suit.
Tell me about what happened in Texas and the legal boundary being pushed there.
Sure. Well, after the Dobbs decision last year that overturned Roe v. Wade, it triggered a lot of laws around the country, including in Missouri, but also in Texas. And in Texas, the abortion law that it triggered defines life as beginning at fertilization. And just a few days later, after that law went into place, there was a woman in just outside Dallas who was driving in the carpool lane by herself. Although she was pregnant, she was pulled over by an officer and given a ticket for using the carpool lane, even though there's only one person in the car. She tried to refute the ticket, saying that her unborn child now counts as a person, according to one Texas state law. So the unborn child should also count as a person for HOV lane rules. The officer didn't buy it, and she was given a ticket. That was ultimately dismissed. So was a second ticket that she received for doing the same thing just a few weeks later.
I heard of such cases even before, long before Dobbs, in Washington, D.C., in the Virginia area where there are HOV lanes, and people have tried to do that many, many times. Do the workers' compensation, this part of it, and the personhood part of it, is Missouri alone in that and Texas alone in that, or are we seeing more of this given Dobbs?
Right. So specifically what's happening here with workers' compensation in Missouri was the lawyers for MoDOT made a really interesting argument, which they were arguing that the unborn child of Caitlin Anderson, who was also killed in this workplace accident, met the definition of an employee specifically under workers' compensation law. You know, a lot of people have responded to this story saying, you know, did Jax receive, you know, did he have a social security number? Did he receive, you know, compensation for the department? No, of course not. But what they're arguing here is that in workers' compensation law, which again, remember, these employees are giving up the right to sue their employer, which was part of the, you know, it's part of the foundation of workers' compensation. In Missouri's workers' compensation law, it defines employee as in the event that the employee is dead, it includes their dependents. So
what the
department was arguing in this case to try to get the suit filed on behalf of Jax, the unborn son, also dismissed, they were arguing that because Jax is a person under Missouri law, we define life as beginning at conception, then Jax should also be considered a dependent in this case. And therefore, because he's a dependent, his right to sue the department should also be barred under workers' compensation. Now, the judge in the case didn't buy that argument. He noted specifically that Jax's legal rights, if he were not in the room, Jax would have standing to sue. And so he tossed that argument aside. But it's interesting to note here that this is a way that extremely broad personhood laws, like what we have in Missouri, they can be used like this to make these creative, interesting legal arguments that people really kind of push the boundaries of those to be in their favor. And it's worth noting that Missouri, you know, we have one of the broadest, one of the most expansive definitions of person in the state. There was a court ruling, a state Supreme Court ruling in 1995 that essentially said that life beginning at conception should apply to every state statute. And so that's where it becomes really interesting in Missouri. There's a lot of wiggle room to make these kinds of arguments.
So there's a trial set for March 2024. Is that right? And what
that's
happens
right.
between now and then?
Well, you know, there'll be a lot of discovery going on in the case. And, you know, the plaintiff's attorneys, the family who's suing on behalf of Caitlin Anderson, their son, Jax, they'll be building their case in that time. And there'll be a lot of motions and this and that. But essentially, at this point, it's just going to be a straightforward wrongful death lawsuit. The argument about whether or not workers' compensation bars the lawsuit on behalf of this unborn child, that's been settled. And the judge said no for now. Of course, a different judge theoretically could have bought that argument because we have such a broad definition of personhood in Missouri. And that's something that legal advocates have been telling me is that, you know, when you have these broad rules, it really becomes up to the legislature to define, hey, this is what we mean by this. This is what we don't mean by this. You know, if they see a way that personhood is being applied that they don't necessarily agree with or don't necessarily want, it's really up to the state legislature to do that. And there was a bill filed this year, although it hasn't progressed very far. But there was a bill filed this year. It's called Jack's Law. That would specifically comes from this case. And what it would do if it were enacted is it would bar employers from considering children to be employees in any civil actions, including wrongful death lawsuits like this one.
Well, and at the heart of this is a family that continues to grieve, of course. So, Bram, we thank you so much for following this, and do stay in touch.
Thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.